This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
I'm trying not to lose my head.
He's Chris Vernon. He's our friend. He's been with us forever, always making us smarter about things. Like working on Friday. It's a rarity, but it's Friday, and we're all here, Verno.
Bless up.
Explain to me this storyline that some Laker fans, a majority of Laker fans, a loud portion of Laker fans don't want LeBron. Is that the story?
What?
Why would they not?
No, I've seen this out there. It's a discussion out there that...
Where?
Everywhere. There are people talking...
You're on, like, the Looney Tunes message board?
You've seen it, too, haven't you, LT?
I did hear, and look, from where I heard, it was Bill Plotsky, and he was doing something on Will Cain's show, and he was talking about there's some Laker fans, and he called them crazy Laker fans, that have a feeling this would be kind of like the twilight of Kobe Bryant, where it's a good draw, you'll sell merchandise, but you're not going to get a lot of production, which I mean, and obviously we're still talking about the best player on the planet, Verno.
What did everybody watch him like 2 weeks ago?
I feel you. That was his argument.
You're comparing him to an old Kobe Bryant after an Achilles injury? What in the hell? and they're not even the same caliber of player anyway. Like, LeBron James is in the argument for the greatest player of all time and certainly insanely efficient. I mean, that was the thing with Kobe. Kobe would have gotten beat up a lot more today than he did. He came at the exact right time, because it wasn't until the tail end of his career that people started really caring deeply about efficiency and how that matters towards basketball. I'm taking nothing away from his individual greatness. But in terms of how guys get beat up with advanced analytics, but it doesn't matter what kind of number you want to put on LeBron James, it's going to come out that he's one of the greatest players of all time. And he is still, like, there has been no sign of him getting worse.
Oh, hey, and by the way, Bruno, I'm looking at him right now in three different jerseys. He looks really good in a Lakers jersey.
I mean, listen, you guys asked me a bunch of times throughout the season. I told you every time I think he's going to L.A. And look at Vegas now. He's -110. That's the same odds you'll get on a regular old football game.
How much do you buy into he wants his kids to play high school basketball in California?
None. I don't think it has anything to do with his kids playing basketball in California. I think it has everything to do with his mom and his wife never wanted him to go back to Cleveland anyway. Damp Gilbert ran off the GM who he liked. Then they traded Kyrie Irving, which destroyed their chance of really having a chance of making the title, and they're in salary cap hell. And now team all that up with, within the last 2 years, he's gotten very involved in what his future prospects will be, which are he's already the executive producer for a couple of movies, some documentaries, some current television shows that have been on BET and Showtime and the like. And so where better to be for that next segment of your life, which will be in the entertainment capital where all of that stuff is happening, being filmed, et cetera. You need to go to a meeting. They don't have to come to Cleveland, or you don't have to do it when you're on a road trip somewhere. You've seen a lot of guys that would like to be in California towards the end simply because of their ability to, make the transition easier once basketball is over.
He is Chris Vernon of The Ringer.
The other thing is they got other money, too. They have money, so they can bring him and Paul George. And they've got tons of assets in order to, if they wanted to get somebody else, they could do it.
Like because a Kawhi Leonard? Could they get Kawhi Leonard?
No, I don't know. I mean, like, if you're the Spurs, and you're not going to be able to bring him back, and you want to do some kind of a sign and trade, and you could pull off Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and something else? I mean, you're telling me that I think Ingram's going to be a star. I think Lonzo's going to be a star. And so I'm just saying they've got assets. If they want to try to win right now, they've got not only the money, they've also got the assets to be able to pull it off.
Vernon was with us from The Ringer at Chris Vernon Show on Twitter. Download and subscribe to his podcast, NBA podcast, also Ringer U during football season. He does one a week on college football at Chris Vernon Show on Twitter. Is it, though, not bad, a little bad maybe, for the NBA to have, if this happens, Verno, all their big names are out west. I mean, who is a big name that is playing in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I mean, it'd be Kyrie, who's got a movie opening, coincidentally, this weekend, I believe, yeah. Right? Isn't Uncle Drew opening?
I think it is. But Kyrie, yeah. A big name, but far cry from LeBron and Steph Durant and all those.
And then it'll be the Sixers kids, right? Simmons.
Eventually.
Simmons and Embiid.
Yep.
Yeah, Simmons and Embiid. I guess, I mean, John Wall's a big name. He is. He's a big name. People know who John Wall is. But I understand what you're saying. In terms of, like, the megastars, which are Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, James Harden.
Russell Westbrook.
LeBron James, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, all out west. Yeah.
Yes. And so it makes the Western Conference absolute hell. But you're right. I mean, you would think, because what happens typically is the Western Conference has dominated for a very, very long time. And what usually happens is that means the crappy teams are in the – there's a lot of crappy teams in the East. Therefore, they're going to get all the high picks. Therefore, they're going to be able to get the next superstar. And that just didn't take place. I mean, some of those superstars came available and, you know, New Orleans got the number one pick when it was time for Anthony Davis to get drafted. And, you know, so obviously some of the stars have been drafted lower. Oh, the one that's in the East is Giannis. I mean, he became...
Yeah, the Greek freak.
And
yeah,
I was about to ask you about Antetokounmpo. Where do you put him right now, Verno? Do you solidly put him as a top 10 guy? And ultimately, we know he can't stay in Milwaukee. Where will he end up?
Oh, no, he wants to stay in Milwaukee. That's what he said. I mean, that's why people love him so much, is that he likes it there, he feels home there, and he wants to play there.
He couldn't even get a table at a Mexican restaurant a couple of months ago.
I'm aware, but I think that's more about the restaurant than it is about the city of Milwaukee. Yes, he's a top 10 player. Good grief. This guy he's unbelievable. I mean, he was just named, second team All-NBA, and it's only because, I mean, you look at who had to be left off. He might have gotten, it was LeBron and Durant, wasn't it? Check that. Who was first team All-NBA? I believe Durant made first team All-NBA. If not, Giannis made first or second, but that was kind of like the debate. And, geez, who do you want to leave off of here?
Chris Vernon is with us here on the Jocks Roundtable as we continue on. It's draft week coming up on Thursday, Verno.
And Giannis was on first team.
He was. All right, so at least for this year, he was considered one of the five best players in the league.
Yeah, and a superstar in the East, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Draft is on Thursday. Give me a storyline that interests you most about the NBA draft coming up.
That number two is undecided. Nobody knows what Sacramento is going to do. I think there was, for the most part, everybody thought maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago, that the kid from Spain, that played for Spain in the Spanish league, Luka Doncic, was going to go one or two. And now you're talking, I mean, people have thrown Porter in that mix. People have thrown Bagley in that mix. People have thrown all manner of players. And it's come up that Sacramento may move down to be able to still get the guy that they actually want. And so that's, to me, the storyline, that by number two, we have no idea what is going on. It seems to be general consensus that DeAndre Ayton's going number one, which I think is ridiculous, but that is what it is. There is a consensus on that. And then once you get to two, who knows? They could trade it. They could take Doncic. They could take Bagley. They could shock everybody and take Michael Porter. I guess they could take Jaren Jackson. They just announced they're working out Wendell Carter from Duke, and that would obviously be a trade down to like five or six. If they fall in love with Carter and they say, well, shoot, we could get an asset and the guy that we really love down a little bit lower, which is exactly what Danny Ainge did last year. He moved down, got the guy he wanted, and got a future asset so that Philadelphia could take Markelle Fultz and he could end up with Jason Tatum. And he was dead on about that. And so I think that the biggest storyline to me is what the hell happens at two, because it will alter literally the rest of the draft.
All right, he is Chris Vernon. You follow him on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show. Subscribe to and download his podcast and listen to those at The Ringer. And you can see his daily show at Grizzlies.com. Verno, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, by the way,
what?
In reference to the when I said it's crazy, Marvin Bagley should go number one. I have no idea what kind of eyeballs people have these days.
You project him as your number one pick.
Are you kidding me? Come on, getting 30 and 20 against Virginia is like friggin' Wilt 100%.
It really is.
That's true.
It really is.
Teams don't score 30 against Virginia. I think Pitt, like, seriously scored like 30 points against Virginia this past year. And Kevin Stallings obviously got fired.
Yes, they were terrible.
All right, guys.
See you, Verno. Have a good weekend.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
All right, Bert.